New York, Los Angeles, and more than two dozen other cities played host to anti-war protests over the weekend. Santa Cruz, California, and Ithaca, New York, have gone one step further. The city councils in both those places have passed formal resolutions calling for the U.S. not to attack Iraq. From Ithaca, John Miller has more.
During this weekend's Apple Festival, about 150 peace activists dressed in black snaked silently through the crowd on the Ithaca Commons, a pedestrian mall at the center of town. Marcher Jeannie Burns said the silent protest was meant to convey an urgent message that President Bush should not be given broad powers to make war.
The resolution that's before Congress now is trying to take away our democracy. With all the checks and balances that are in place that the framers designed for this purpose, he wants to take it away so he can attack any country he deems is a threat.
Teacher Sheila Kyle said she supported the president after September 11th, but doesn't believe his arguments about Iraq.
I just think when we become a country that does a first strike, we're un-American. This is not what this country was built on.
Those views are now official city policy. In a unanimous vote last week, Ithaca's Common Council resolved to urge New York Senators Hillary Clinton and Charles Schumer and Representative Maurice Hinchey to vote against giving President Bush the right to make war without congressional approval. Councilmember Susan Blumenthal wrote the resolution.
Even though this isn't a matter of local concern, the broader national picture is important, and we wanted to offer something to the discussion. We wanted to offer something stronger than just individuals speaking alone.
Blumenthal says the Common Council is hardly a group of wild-eyed radicals. In the 7 years since she was elected, this is the first time they've voted on anything other than a local issue. Still, there are some in town who think the council overreached.
I just see it essentially as self-indulgent and a bit of a waste of time.
Businessman Mark Finkelstein chairs the local Republican Party.
When it was revealed that Iraq had developed a nuclear reactor for the purposes of developing nuclear weapons, I don't recall our Common Council adopting a resolution condemning that. When Iraq invaded Kuwait, I don't recall our Common Council condemning that. But when the United States finally determines to do something about the threat that is Iraq, suddenly the Common Council of the City of Ithaca decides that it has to have a foreign policy and adopts a resolution opposing U.S. policy.
But Congressman Hinchey says a preemptive strike against Iraq is not U.S. policy, at least not yet. He says that's why he was delighted when Ithaca jumped into the debate.
It's the essence of participation in the democratic process. This is an issue that involves everyone, and I think it's very important for everyone to be involved in the discussion of this issue. Local government participation in the form of a passage of a resolution is very appropriate and, in fact, necessary.
Hinchey says the mail he's getting from constituents is overwhelmingly opposed to military action, but it would be misleading to say that his district has mobilized against the threat of war. This small rally was the first real public show of opposition. There's been very little organized activity at Cornell University, something that disturbs the mainly middle-aged protesters here. Activists at Ithaca College are just now preparing an anti-war resolution to present to student government. They're basing it almost word for word on the one already passed by their elders in City Hall. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Ithaca, New York.